Dr. Dermot Quinn is professor of history at Seton Hall University. He was educated at Trinity College Dublin and New College at Oxford. His works include, his first book is Patronage and Piety, English Roman Catholics, 1850 to 1900, English Roman Catholics and Politics, which was published by Stanford University, and also a book, Understanding Northern Ireland. I don't know if that's possible or not, but whatever. He has written for the Chesterton Review, The Remnant History, and Journal of Modern History. He is on the editorial board of the Chesterton Review. He also, as I mentioned before, has written a wonderful introduction to the book, A Humane Economy, which is available from the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. Please welcome Dr. Dermot Quinn.
The book, Understanding Northern Ireland, is a very small book. I was intrigued and delighted when Dr. Ansell referred to the splendid idea of a chicken in every pot, and it occurred to me that now that we have a draft-dodging, drug-smoking president, we have reverted that to pot for every chicken. It's a rather curious thing for an Irishman to speak to an American audience about a dead white Englishman, and there's probably some kind of joke there, but it's too early in the morning for it. But I was certainly bemused a couple of years ago to see myself described in that splendid journal, The Wanderer, as a historian with a worldwide reputation as a distributist, and that struck me as delightfully absurd, like calling someone an international grandmaster in tiddlywinks or the great poobah of Arkansas ethics. I mean, just a ludicrous idea. Yet somehow being not only a worldwide expert in distributism, but also an Irishman, I think, gives me some slight qualification to speak about this notion of a humane economy, about which our first two speakers have spoken so eloquently. Chesterton once wrote that the Irish have inherited the sense of the supernatural and the sense of the natural, the love of the sky with its infinity of vision, and the love of the soil with its strict hedges and solid shape of ownership. An Irishman, he said, is close to patriotism because he is close to the earth. He is close to domesticity because he is close to the earth. He is close to doctrinal theology because he is close to the earth. He is close to elaborate ritual because he is close to the earth. In short, he is close to the heavens because he is close to the earth. And that, I think, is the beginning of wisdom, and it's also, in a sense, the beginning of distributism. Now, what is this notion, this idea of distributism? I think, unfortunately, I'm going to have to give a little history lesson before we can actually speak about it. A couple of years ago, the redoubtable Richard John Newhouse attacked distributism in general, and indeed myself in particular, and he said that distributism is an antiquarian economic theory rescued by Chesterton's devoted disciples. Well, the answer is no, no, no. It is not an antiquated economic theory. It is primarily a moral anthropology. It is not an economic theory as such. It proceeds, its economic claims proceed from anterior moral claims about the acting person and the nature of charitable.